Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And today, we're going to listen to a podcast called The Skeptic Metaphysic. I knew I was going to botch this name. The Skeptic Metaphysician. There we go. At, you guessed it, Skeptic Metaphysician. .com. The description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says that, like Mulder from The X-Files, I want to believe, so I embarked on a journey of discovery. I've talked to people deeply entrenched in the spiritual, metaphysical, mental health, and self-help worlds. I've thrown myself into weird and wonderful experiences, and I'm sharing them with you in an effort to find the trick of self-growth. Really, you could stop right there. We got like another 12 paragraphs. Whether your interests lie in the metaphysical or the spiritual or even grounded in the three-dimensional world, this show will help you explore the endless possibilities of self-growth tinged with a hint of supernatural, to which I ask, did that add anything else that the first paragraph didn't? Next paragraph, interested in raising your vibrations, the law of attraction, how about astral projection, physics channel, and this is just him stuffing keywords in here, channels, mediums, Reiki, and intuitive energy healing or lucid dreaming. For the record, Apple does not read your description. They look at the title of your episode, the title of your show, and the author tag. That's it. So all this, like, hey, I'm going to throw in all these keywords in here and just jargon. We cover it all, or maybe you're more interested in the paranormal or runes or tarot or astrology. Again, more just obvious keywords. Yes, we cover that too. Life after death, reincarnations, and past. Okay, I'm done reading this. It's not giving me here's what the show's about. Here's how you're going to benefit. So again, Apple does not read your description. They read the title of the show, the title of the episode, and the author tag. So, before we fire this up, let me remind you one thing.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
My name is Will, and I, like Mulder from The X-Files, want to believe. So I've embarked on a journey of discovery. I've talked to people deeply entrenched in the spiritual and metaphysical worlds. I've thrown myself into weird and wonderful experiences. I've even joined a coven of witches, all in the interest of finding something, anything, that will prove that there's something beyond this physical, three-dimensional world we all live in.
Okay, I'm good. So far, so good.
This is The Skeptic Metaphysician. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Skeptic Metaphysician. I'm Will, your host, as always. And next to me, as always, of course, the lovely Karen Ensley. Karen, thank you for being on the show again today.
Well, thank you for having me back time and time again.
Time and time. I think there was a movie called that, right? Time after time.
Oh, you're thinking of Cyndi Lauper's song.
Maybe I am. I don't know. I'm getting confused. Well, Karen, I don't even know where to begin with this next guest.
I know. Amazing.
Okay, that's a cool lead-in. I don't know how to even start. Now, I hope you actually do something good here because you've piqued my interest.
Oh, amazing. I'm truly in awe. The hardest part about this interview is going to be limiting the scope of the topic. And in fact, there's so many topics we could talk about with this gentleman that, well, let me just introduce him.
Good idea.
Yeah, and here's what you do. You tell the guest, hey, you've got like 18 billion things you can talk about. We're here to talk about this one thing that I researched and found out you knew. We'll see how you do.
Yeah. He's not only a best-selling author of more than 24 books that, of course, would be amazingly interesting to our audience, much more on that in a bit, but also had a very popular internet talk show called The Truth About Life, which delved into similar topics that we discuss on this show. Now, on that program, he interviewed dozens of near-death survivors, psychics, researchers into the paranormal, as well as quantum physicists and medical doctors, and through it all realized that humankind is on the cusp of a transition.
And I haven't heard why you're excited yet. Right now, you're just reading his bio.
And we're transitioning to a new understanding of the true nature of reality. Does that not blow your mind?
It does. That
certainly blows mine. Well, he believes that this is going to result in the rebirth of optimism and that the world's going to become a better place to live in. And that is something I know I would welcome, and I'm sure you would too.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to know why that blew your mind. I'm like, okay. I mean, it was a bio, but okay.
Absolutely.
So he gets even more interesting because he's
more interesting. Okay.
He's also the former principal of the world-renowned ad firm, the Martin Agency. This is the agency, Karen, that created the Geico Gecko.
I know. And even more, so we're in Virginia.
Yeah. And the slogan is Virginia's for Lovers. And it just so happens that the Martin Agency came up with that slogan as well. Now, he is currently an...
Now, at this point, I'm confused as to who your target audience is. Like, if you think about it, your guest could have 15 different awards in 15 different categories, but your audience is probably only interested in one, maybe two of those. So I'm kind of like, who is this guy? Like, why is he here?
An editor and publisher of the Oakley Press, which specializes in parapsychology and body, mind, and spirit topics, plus a whole lot of other stuff that are more mundane, but we're really interested in this stuff. And he's
we're into para stuff. Got it.
He's won all kinds of awards. I don't want to delay any more bringing him on the show because he's been...
Very good. I'd like to hear why you're excited.
Been sitting really patiently, and I'm super excited to introduce...
I'm really sorry to hear that. You could always do this. Hey, I'm going to redo the intro later, so I'm just going to start off with, hey, Dr. So-and-so, thanks for coming on the show, and I'll do the intro later.
Introduce the show, Stephen Hawley Martin. Stephen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Will. I appreciate you having me. I'm looking forward to our chat.
Just to give a little bit of context into the conversation, you have a lot of information, or you can talk very well about lots of different things, including life after death, reincarnation, where the consciousness resides, the meaning of life, the science as is taught in schools being based on false premises.
You've already explained that this guy has a huge background. You're kind of re-explaining that he has a huge background. We get it.
There's all kinds of stuff, and not to delay the topic too much, bearing the lead. Your ancestor is someone who was accused, tried, and executed as a witch.
Well, that's correct. Susanna North Martin, yes. She is my 7 times great-grandmother, direct descendant, and I heard about her growing up, and it really kind of, I think, shaped me in many ways, and my brother and sister as well, because we don't take for granted what anybody says or, go along with the crowd necessarily, because she was accused, she was tried, she was convicted, she was hanged. And by the way, that's the proper past tense of the verb to hang. Pictures are hung, my mother used to say, and people are hanged.
I don't think about that. But yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. And in fact, recently, I've just released a book about her called The Witch of Amesbury. So that was what she's called. In fact, if you Google that, you can find out a lot about her. But yeah, I wanted to see whether she actually was a witch or practicing witchcraft. Magic is what they meant by that back then. And it was against the law in that part of the world in New England. Because New England was a theocracy. It was the Puritans had come over to set up a city on a hill. You've heard about that, I'm sure. That's what my investigation was about. And I learned an awful lot because there is an awful lot of information available. Mm. All the transcripts from the trials, all the depositions that led up to the trials, people back then who were eyewitnesses wrote reports on it. So the name of the book is The Witch of Amesbury. And I say that she is the matriarch of an advertising dynasty, because I think that having a witch in the family is one of the things that led my brother and me into the advertising business. Of course, my dad was also in it. My mother was in it. Now I've got 3 children who are in it. It is a dynasty.
Wow. In your material, you say that being descended from someone that was accused of witchcraft actually helped you and your brother build the ad agency. How is that so?
Well, we were always told, and again, you have to read the book to find out whether she was really a witch or whether she was practicing witchcraft.
This guy's a douche.
We were always told.
So far, this guy's kind of like, he's got a cool story, but I don't know if I'm going to listen to another question, but that's 2 answers, and both of them have mentioned his book. This is where you can tell your guest, I'm going to give you a chance to really pimp your book. So if you're worried about that, don't worry about it. I will definitely promote your book. But that's 2 answers. Both are like, oh, yeah, in my book.
Told by my parents and my mother in particular, who seemed to be obsessed by the whole thing, that she was falsely accused, that she was a good Christian woman who was falsely accused.
She wasn't really a witch. I mean, she would float.
Accused and hanged. And so it kind of kept us from just taking for granted what somebody in authority said, that it was true. We didn't, you know, I'd always questioned, and I wanted to find out for myself because of that. And I think that it made me a nonconformist. And if you're going to create advertising that's breaks through the mold, you got to be a nonconformist, you know. And also, if you're going to start a company, which my brother and I both did, I think you have to have that little extra something that says, you know, we can do it. And I think that really was imparted by my mother, who kept harping on the fact that we had this witch in the family. So, yeah, I think that it really did make us the people that we became. And because of that, we started an ad agency that's become just a tremendous success. And, you know, after I left the Martin agency, I started another one called Hollymart Partners, which we sold to the Interpublic Group of Companies, which is a New York Stock Exchange company.
Now, I'm listening to this off their website, but there's some weird jump cuts there.
Company. So, yeah, I think that Susanna North Martin had a lot to do with it.
Wow.
Well, I loved how I was reading some of the material you sent over, and I think you called yourself an early feminist. And I would imagine that learning about all of this witchcraft and how they treated women in the trials and everything, you learned so much more than just about the witchcraft, but also how women were, you know, making their way through society at the time.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Most of the people who were accused of witches and practicing magic and witchcraft were women, not all of them. There were a couple of men that were also accused, but the vast majority, I think something like 19 of the people who were executed were women out of 20. You know, one man was also hanged. And another one was killed before he was even tried because they were trying to force a plea out of him.
All right, so this guy's interesting. And your audio quality sounds great. I liked your intro. For me, I would have said, look, this guy has started, if you've ever heard the phrase, Virginia is for lovers, if you've ever heard this, he's an advertising guru. He's also, though, his great-great-grandmother was a witch. And today, we're going to talk about his book, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. You got to cut that down. I mean, because literally, this dude is here because his great-great-great-whatever-grandma was a witch. That's cool. That's what makes him special. That's what makes him unique. I don't really care where he went to school. I don't really care about his business. I want to hear about great-great-grandma witchy poo. So that's... So all in all, just like I say, and there are some weird jump cuts in your edits, that I thought were cool, but your audio sounds good. I thought it was slightly, I could see where I didn't care, but I could see where some people would be a little offended because when we were talking about hanging people, your co-host laughed, which I thought myself was kind of funny. I like dark humor. But other than that, I thought it was fine. It just a little, the intro, we don't need all that backstory. We really, really don't. And we don't really care. We want to know why you're excited that the person is on the show. Now, if you would like to be reviewed, it's super simple. Just go over to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Get Reviewed button, and you'll see there are a number of options there to get reviewed. If you'd like to hear the end of that episode that we just talked about, then go over to, again, here, I don't know why I'm having a hard time saying this, skepticmetaphysician.com. And you can hear the end of The Witch of Amesbury. What's going on with that? So I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Thanks for joining me as I help you take that podcast polish and buffer out the boring of your podcast. Until we meet again, always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.